This is a body scan meditation. Let's first of all begin by finding a comfortable position, lying down somewhere on the floor, on a mat or a rug. You could also choose to do this sitting up in a chair. The position doesn't really matter so much. What's important is that you're comfortable and relaxed, but at the same time, have a mind that's alert and clear. I'm going to guide this meditation as if you're lying down, but if you're in some other position, please adjust the instructions as appropriate. You can have your eyes closed if that feels comfortable, or you can keep them open if you prefer. Closed might be more helpful for staying focused and being able to sense more into your body. On the other hand, open might be more helpful if you're feeling drowsy and it might help you to stay more awake. So you can choose whatever feels right for you in this moment, and it's perfectly fine to switch off and on throughout the meditation. So let's just take one breath and allow the body and the mind to settle into a relaxed state of openness. You can let your feet and knees fall away from each other. Relax all the muscles in your legs and your hips. Let your arms fall down by your sides. Or you can have your arms crossed on your abdomen or on your lap. Again, the details don't matter so much as long as you feel completely comfortable. And releasing your body weight into the floor beneath you. There's no need to hold anywhere. Whatever is supporting you underneath will support you completely. And just allow this body to be as it wants to be in this moment. Getting a sense of the full dimensionality of this body lying here. Sensing into its full length from the head all the way down to the fingertips and the toes. This whole length of the body. And sensing into its width from side to side. So becoming aware of this space that we occupy. Noticing too all the places where your body is in contact with the floor underneath you. So noticing where it feels hard, firm against your body. Perhaps against your buttocks or the backs of your legs. And also somewhere along your back, probably your upper back and your arms. And notice all the different ways it feels to be pressed against the floor, where your body is bearing weight. And then other places where the touch is quite light against the floor. All these variations of sensation. Noticing too how our awareness can be quite flexible. On the one hand, we can have a broad panoramic awareness of the whole of the body as when we sweep from head to toe. And other times we can zero in on specific spots and sensations, as in noticing the hard floor underneath your buttocks. So awareness can be very flexible, from very broad to quite narrow and specific. So taking an attitude of playfulness and exploration, let's go through our body and see what's there. So first of all, becoming aware of the simple fact that we're breathing. How do we know that we're breathing? What are the actual sensations of breath in this body? You might sense your abdomen rising and falling. Maybe it's your chest expanding and contracting, or shifting of the spine against the floor. Or perhaps you're sensing air moving through your nostrils. There is no right or wrong thing to be sensing. We're just noticing what is there for you. Letting your breath flow, come and go naturally. Noticing any tendency we might have to try and control the breath. Your body knows how to breathe just fine on its own. So just stepping aside and letting your body do what it does. Being with the breath. Being with whatever is there. Keeping an attitude of openness, of curiosity, and exploration. There is no place that we need to get to. We don't need to strive to achieve anything. We certainly don't need to try to relax. Seeing if we can just trust in this process, just let go to this moment, let go to what is happening right now and what you're sensing right now, being with that. Now with this next breath, letting your awareness sweep down the length of your body gradually until it lands at your feet. And in particular, let's start with the right foot. Just letting your awareness alight there, in the general area of your right foot. And at first it might feel like there's nothing much going on there. It might be like when we walk into a darkened room at night and we can't see a thing. But that doesn't mean there's nothing there. And so, what if we just linger for a while? Allow our senses to settle with this darkness and see what gradually emerges as our senses adjust to being in this place. And so, being in this darkened room of your right foot, what slowly begins to emerge? Perhaps noticing the firmness of the floor underneath your foot, underneath the heel. Reacquainting ourselves with that feeling that we originally touched on earlier. And what else is there in this darkened room of the foot? Perhaps feeling a sense of socks or shoes, whatever is on your foot. Can you sense texture or warmth of being enclosed in something? Perhaps there's a sense of dryness or moisture. Again, there's nothing that you should be feeling, nor is there any need to move the foot to try and make yourself feel something. We're just seeing what is actually there. And now moving up toward the lower leg, the lower part of your right leg, the calf and the shin, up to the knees, that whole region down to your ankle. And so, what is present here as we enter this darkened room? Perhaps there's once again a sense of the firmness of the floor pressing against your calf. And if you're wearing pants, tall socks, feeling this fabric against your skin. Or if your skin is exposed to air, perhaps there's a sense of coolness. The touch of air. And then sensing the difference between what's present at the surface, at the skin, versus perhaps things that are deeper within. Can you feel into the muscles? What does it feel if something is tight? Or not. And now let's wander our awareness up toward the thigh and continuing with this openness and curiosity. What do we find here? Perhaps sensing into this larger dimensionality of this part of the leg. It feels larger and more substantial, more weighty against the floor. And how does it feel to sense clothing against this part of your leg? Now, it's very possible that so far as we've explored your right leg, your mind has wandered away from time to time. And it does that. It's quite normal, and it doesn't mean it's something wrong happening. Minds simply do that. They wander away. You can think of your mind as like an untrained puppy. Not very disciplined, but it doesn't know any better, and it's certainly not doing anything bad. So whenever you notice that your mind has wandered away, you can just very gently bring it back. Without any scolding or blaming or judging, in the same way that you would bring a puppy back to where it needs to be, back to safety. And just tell it firmly and gently, stay. Doesn't matter how many times we need to do this. Every time the mind wanders, that's all that's needed. And with the next breath, let's wander our awareness over to the left leg and walk it down all the way to the left foot. So noticing what's present in this foot. How does it feel different from the one on the right? Is it symmetrical or not? Again, feeling the firmness of the floor under the heel. Tracing the foot from the curve of the arch of the foot to the ball of the foot to the toes. Sensing the length of the foot, how long it is in space, and how wide it is in space. Getting a sense of how much space it occupies. And this mass of muscle and bones that fills that space. And now wandering up to that lower leg, that area from your ankle up to your knee. What's happening in that space between the ankle and the knee on your left foot? Revisiting that length and circling around the calf and the shin, wandering your awareness around. What's to be noticed there? What's present? And coming up to the thigh on the left leg. Again, feeling this mass of very large muscles. Sensing the clothing, the texture against your skin. And the warmth of the air that's trapped between your skin and the clothing. So we've now traveled through both legs, right and left. Let's revisit both of those legs with a sweep of our awareness. And how do they feel now? now that we've visited them? Do they feel looser or not? Do they feel different at all? Perhaps they've relaxed a little bit more and sunken a little bit more into the floor. Now let's wander the awareness to the general area of your hips. Let's circle around this lower part of your torso, the whole pelvic area. Wander around the back, the buttocks, the tailbone, the lower spine. What do you notice that's present for you? What are you sensing right now? So, sensing how the floor is quite firm underneath, perhaps that tailbone pressing against the floor. Circling around the exterior, the skin, what's in contact with your skin, clothing, temperature, texture. What's there at the front, at your abdomen? As you breathe, what sorts of things are moving and what's not? Sensing the mass of this area, this dimensionality, circling around front to back, side to side. What do you find? And as we begin to travel further up the back, there are some people for whom this part of the body causes a bit of discomfort, if not outright pain. So if you're encountering something uncomfortable here, or any place else in your body for that matter, this too is an opportunity to explore and see what the sensation actually is. What does it feel like to experience pain or uncomfortableness? How do we know that it's uncomfortable? Notice any tendency we might have to tighten around it, to try and avoid it, perhaps. And what happens when we stop struggling and avoiding, and just relaxing, allowing this discomfort to be there as it is? After all, it's there. It's present. So why not be with it? Let's just explore and see what it is. Continuing onward toward the mid-torso, so around your waist and the small of your back, the lower part of your rib cage. Noticing how breath affects this part of your body. Sensing any movement of the body that might be present for you. Expanding, contracting, up and down. Perhaps there's a little bit of brushing of fabric against your skin with the movements of the breath. Now coming up to the upper part of your torso, the upper back, the shoulder blades, the upper chest, the front of your chest, the shoulders, this whole area around the ribs. Let's wander around and see what's here. Noticing again the firmness of the floor underneath your back. Sensing the shifting of sensations with each breath in and out, expanding and contracting. Letting whatever you meet be there, allowing your body to take the lead in this whole process. We can stay with the breath for a little while. Just notice what's happening with the breath, how it affects your body. Where does it move to? And perhaps with each out-breath, allowing the body to sink just a little bit more into the floor. As if you could become even flatter and even more contact with the floor underneath you. Now let's wander the awareness down to the right arm. Sweep through the whole arm from the shoulder down to the elbow to the wrist and all the fingers, sweeping the awareness all the way down and up that arm and noticing what's present. So sensing the shape, how much it's bent, what things it's in contact with, and what textures you feel, what temperatures you feel. Getting a sense of its dimensionality, its shape. Perhaps sensing this natural curve of the fingers when they're relaxed. And then we can zero in on specific things, starting up at the shoulder and noticing what's present in the upper arm, feeling any clothing textures or firmness of the floor against the back of the arm. And then even more firmness at the elbow, where that touches the floor. And where is the rest of that lower arm? What is it touching? And continuing down to the hand. Might be interesting to linger at the hand since such a sensitive part of the body. What do you notice in the right hand? What is it touching? What is the palm in contact with? And now let's wander the awareness over to the left arm, starting by sweeping through the whole arm from the shoulder, the elbow, the wrists, and the fingers, stopping gently along the way and noticing what's present. We can sense the whole shape of that arm, how much it's bent, where it's resting, what it's touching, not just at the hand, but every spot along the way down the arm. And then zeroing in more specifically, really stopping to explore each sensation that you encounter at the upper arm, feeling the texture of the clothing, the floor against the elbow, the lower arm, and whatever it's resting on. And then the hand. What's here at your left hand? Even if the hand isn't touching anything in particular, you might actually be able to feel the touch of the coolness of air. Your skin is in contact with something. Now let's go up to the shoulders and revisit that area of the body. The shoulders, the neck. So here's another part of the body that often causes trouble for people. If nothing else, just by being an area that holds a lot of tension. And so what is there for your neck and shoulders right now? And if you're encountering any tight spots or held places, maybe you're finding that it doesn't really want to let go, doesn't feel ready to release, and that's okay. We can gently shine the light of our awareness on that spot, even if it feels uncomfortable. Just bringing our awareness gently to that spot, to that place that feels not quite right. Trusting that just by being aware, just by letting our body take the lead, eventually, it will find its own natural way to ease and comfort. And now we come to the head. So, circling our awareness around this whole area of the skull. Let's just wander around and see what's there for you. So noticing the back of the head where it's resting on the floor, what does that feel like? What does this hardness of floor feel like behind your head? And exploring what's present in the jaw. Is there any unnecessary holding or clenching? What about in your mouth? What do you sense inside the mouth? Where is your tongue? Can you sense teeth with your tongue? Sensing the moisture in your mouth, or perhaps dryness. How about your lips? What do your lips feel like? What's present there? And let's try exploring the whole face. We tend to go through life putting on so many masks, trying to present a particular face to the world. But right now, there's no need for any mask whatsoever. So letting your face fall into its own natural state, allowing gravity to gently pull the skin downward toward the floor, letting the smaller muscles underneath relax and let go. So letting your cheeks soften, letting the forehead soften, and having the eyelids gently open or closed, whichever is your preference right now. What about the top of your head? Can you feel that you have hair on the top of your head, if you have hair on your head? Perhaps you can feel the warmth trapped inside all this hair. Or if you don't have hair, perhaps you can feel the coolness of the air against the skin. So what is your experience right now at the top of your head? So we've now traversed through the whole of your body, explored every little bit of it from your feet all the way up to your head and down both of your arms. So let's look back. Once again, sweep your awareness through the whole of your body and notice where we've been. And taking in the whole of your body, what's present now? Noticing the movements of the breath, the waves of breath coming in and out of this body. Has your breath changed since the beginning of this practice? Has anything in your body changed? So we can lie here and allow this body to be as it is, trusting that by stepping aside, we can allow this body to tell us how it can be most comfortable, most at ease, most at peace with itself. And appreciating that we've been able to spend this time giving this gift to yourself, a gift of calm and peace that perhaps can be carried as a thread through the rest of your day.